naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Garcia Live, episode 186. Let's talk. Let's see if we can get this all going here, get this show rolling, and hopefully we are able to talk about what we need to talk about. There's a lot happening in the world right now. Hopefully we can, as I adjust my things here, trying to get all my buttons and whistles going so I can get the show rolling in. All right. So as we wait for people to jump on the line here and be with us tonight, hopefully you get some time to take a moment and to just kind of sit back and relax and just kind of see where this show takes us and where we're going to go and what's going to happen. Because you just never know with these shows. They're live and anything can happen. In any given time, we can just go off the rails or have a great conversation. But I encourage you to join and stick around and be with me here. But like we do every show, we like to give thanks to the people who come before us. Let's put it this way. I like to give thanks to the people before us, regardless of issues, regardless of situations. I wasn't there to know what they went through, what they suffered, what they had to go through. But I'm here now. And I'm here now because of them, you know, because of the people who, you know, they were born and they had no choice but to survive and live. They had to make it or fake it or that they made it. Dang it, they made it. So to my ancestors, thank you very much for all your hard work. Thank you for those of you who participated in my life and shared and gifted. I'm gonna light a little Palo Santo. Just kind of set the tone a little bit. Feel this energy, feel good. Such a beautiful fragrance. Palo Santo. Wanted to change that up a little bit from lighting ceremonial sage. So this is a With Insights Radio program, a show. If you've not heard all the other shows on With Insights Radio, I encourage you to go to withinsightsradio.com, check it out, or iggygarcia.com. You can check me out and see what I'm all about. We are streaming here on Facebook. I'm live. And this show is being pre-recorded as well for upload to my YouTube. So join me at YouTube. It's good to be here, Iggy Garcia, to my YouTube channel and just say, hey, I'm here to support you. I'm also on Instagram under Mandriotti. I am Ignacio Garcia Mandriotti. For those of you who did not know that, now you know. Iggy's my nickname and many other names. So I wanted to sit here today and just kind of talk a little bit about all the things in life and probably the things that bring going on in life. And I do participate because it's very important for us to share our stories because our stories sometimes are very similar, very different, and we may have answers for one another to support one another. The biggest thing is to support each other. Right now, we're in a very different times than where we probably were when we were kids. I know that right now, society is fluctuating and changing as we speak. Morality is being challenged and tested. There's all kinds of things that have been that are changing. Now, none of this is new, right? Throughout history, things have always changed. Things have always moved in different segues and different places and different systems. So I open the door to just be mindful and respectful of one another. And if you don't agree with something that I say, just know that, you know, in the moment, I'm here right now in that moment with that thought. It doesn't mean that I'm landlocked in that thought. So many of us get landlocked into these moments, into these thoughts about how or where we're supposed to be in life. And, you know, I don't think life is like that. I think life is to be flexible, is to be open-minded, and to expect that things can happen and change. And when they change, they do. You know, one day we're healthy and one day we're not. And then one day we're healthy again and one day we're not. So it brings on a whole bunch of new experiences for us to challenge ourselves and to learn from ourselves and learn from others how to do better. You know, life is precious. You know, I've had this conversation with people about how I believe life is a miracle. And there are people who do not believe life is a miracle. They just think it's just, you know, it's a happenstance that happened. You were born and that's it. Now, no, I believe we're more than just a chance encounter. I believe we're a divine spark, you know, a divine moment, a divine creation to move into a space, to participate and to observe and to play a big role or not play any role at all. But no matter what you do, you're always going to play some role to someone or something. And I think sometimes people forget that. I believe people, well, they think they try to isolate themselves from the world. They think that they're invulnerable and not being able to be affected, but the world does affect you. Because the world just affected you by putting you into that corner, putting you into in that isolation. So that's how the world works. That's how life works. You know, you have to decide, you know, what is good for yourself. So many of us try to do things for others, and others sometimes are appreciative and sometimes are not. But I'm going to warn you, when you do something for other people, do it because you want to do it. Do it because you care. And do it because sometimes we have to do it because if we don't, they're going to be sunk, right? But the thing is, we don't have to necessarily expect accolades or, you know, acknowledgement that we help somebody succeed or get into a better situation. Just our pure heart knowing that we help someone, because we've all been helped at some level or another. All of us have been at some time or another have been brought out of a situation that was hard. You know, and then when we come out of that with those new experiences, we come into this new space and we're able to help others. Now, if you have questions, if you want to talk about something, let me know. We can talk about it and just put it on the comments and I will say, hey, and I will read it and I will say, and I'll try to answer the best I can. I think sometimes we don't talk enough as human beings. Yeah, we participate in each other's lives, and sometimes we don't talk about the things that sometimes we want to talk about. I think humans sometimes just, when we hang out with each other, we just want to relax or have fun. But I think sometimes when we go into those deep conversations about who we are and how we feel about the world and being honored and respected versus being shamed or put down for it, you know, we live in a world where sometimes people have different, and they all have different views about how they see life, how they see the world, and how they see everything. And the thing is, as we progress through life, we have to come to the understanding. And I think a lot of people don't come to the understanding that, you know, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about anybody. It just is. And that's hard for people to grasp because, no, it has to be this way. We have to go this way because if we don't go this way, society will just collapse and fall down and blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes society has to collapse. Sometimes society has to fall down. Sometimes we have to go down that tube, you know, and we have to get flush it to bring it back. You know, oh, Iggy, how do we help Mother Earth? How do we help Sky Father? We can't. That's like saying, hey, how do we help God? You know, how do we help God? We're doing our part. Do our part in life. If somebody falls down, we, you know, help them up. If we can, if they want. If they don't want help, respect that. I think so many times we try to fix people and we try to put people in a place where we think that we have to help them. Because if we don't help them, then we're a bad human. We're bad people. No, sometimes you just have to be very honest, say, hey, you need some attention, need some help. That's different because you're coming from a different place. Sometimes we project ourselves, our belief systems and stuff onto people. And then that's why we get into the messes we get into. The whole world's in a mess. Because of different belief systems, because the way that people think, the way that people process, the way people are moving through life. People don't necessarily talk. They think they talk. They share. You know, someone has a trigger. They get triggered by somebody, and it's like the end of the world for that person sometimes. It's the end of their personal world and perceptions and beliefs and programs and all the things that they projected onto that person that they wanted to create them into versus allowing them to be themselves. We sometimes, as human beings, want to create people into these things that aren't who they are not, so they can conform to how we think about life. No, it's good to have friends that have all kinds of different thinking and thoughts, because if they have all different types of thinking and thought, that's how we learn. If you want everybody to be like you, you're not going to learn from that. You will not learn from that. You can't learn from that. The only thing you're going to learn is, oh, wow, this person is in alignment with me. Woo-hoo. Well, we would talk about next, you know? But the world the world is our oyster, right? As we've been taught, right? Our world is our oyster. Water, sustenance of life. So if the world is our oyster and we can have anything we want, why don't we have whatever we want? A lot of it's the illusions that we create that we can't have it, that we're not worthy to have it, that it's not in our cards, that we weren't dealt the right cards. You know, and sometimes we just don't want to work for it. We think we want it, but it's not really what we wanted to begin with. It's just an idea, an illusion of what we wanted. You know, human beings, as far as when they first took the first steps, you know, walking on two legs, you know, had problems. It wasn't something new, something that just came out of the blue, you know. Human beings, when they started to take their first steps walking on two, started to process and think differently. They started to do things much differently. They started to do things in a capacity that, you know, wasn't the same as before, because they're also evolving and they're learning that the things that worked before don't work. The things now, we make tools, we can make, you know, we hunt, we gather. You know, human beings have progressed through the timeline of history in a way that no other creature on this planet has, that I'm aware of, let's put it that way, that I'm aware of. But also, human beings also been very problematic and pragmatic, and they also have been very dangerous in their evolution, because as they've evolved, they understood that if they didn't protect themselves, they wouldn't last very long. And hence, they would create systems of protection, systems of things that would put them in a better light compared to their comrades, the other animals that would eat them, their prey, the other prey animals. Because human beings were like rabbits, right? We were just vulnerable little dudes and dudettes that could get eaten in 2 seconds by the bigger creatures. So what do? We combine forces with other human beings, and we got bigger and stronger, and we became this tribe, and we worked together, you know, in creating this system of working in the progression in the system. But as that worked, the other side of it is this: our brains are growing, right? We're getting smarter, we're getting more intelligent. But if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over, at some point, there has to be someone within the group that has vision, someone who sees things, projects forward a little bit. And this person becomes the leader. But remember, the leader isn't always the most favored person. You know, to be a leader doesn't mean that you're just revered and loved and adorned and, hey, he's the leader. Sometimes a leader just grabs something by the horns and say, hey, if we don't go this direction, it's possible that we can fail. And they didn't talk like that. It's just experiences, triggers, emotions, the things that our ancestors did. They watched how the others fell, how the others were corrupted, how the others were manipulated. And hence, more situations, we stayed closer together and we became a clans. And as these clans and these tribes grew bigger and bigger, we protected each other from the outside force, keep them out. You know, so our internal and external worlds would be separate from each other, because we removed ourselves from what the real world, external world is, from our world, and we brought it all inside and created this new world. And this world was, how do we survive? How do we make it to tomorrow? You know, now we don't think like that. We don't think too much like that. How do we make it tomorrow? Well, I just wake up, brush my teeth, take a shower. Now it's different. Now it's a lot different. How do we make it today? Now we have so much time on our hands. We have so much technology in our possession. We have things that do things for us. There are machines that wash our clothes. There are vehicles that will take us from one side of the country to the other. We have all these different things that could go on. And yet we still complain. And we still put up, you know, these flags that were somehow, I don't know, in a bad place. The human psyche, the brain, has evolved, but also has devolved in the same time. As we evolve in creating, our brains get bigger, you know, because of the foods we eat and the nourishment we take in. And now the foods and the nourishment we take in now and all the information that we process, I don't think are on par with each other. You know, we eat more sugars now. We eat more carby foods now. Our foods are processed. Our foods are completely different. So everything that we are ingesting now compared to what our ancestors ate is very different. And it's creating a whole different humanoid. As we look at ourselves and what we eat and what we process and how we're eating and how we're moving through life, our systems were designed a certain way, but now are slowly evolving into be able to take these new processed, ingested type foods that we're eating. Why? Because it does that. Your body will learn. Your body adapts. The DNA is passed from one generation to the next. Those who bear children. Those children get sick. We have children with adult diseases now. I don't remember, and probably did, but I just don't remember, as a child or as a teenager or as a young adult, you know, raising kids, of kids having all these ailments. My God, the hospital was small, dinky when I was a kid. It was not even that big. Now I drive by Children's Hospital. My God, it's enormous. It's huge. There's sick kids in there. Not in every floor, but how can kids be sick like that? Well, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of situations. But you know what? Our kids are sick because their body knows genetically how to absorb certain foods a certain way. They know how to work through life a certain way. And now we're moving to this new progression of life where things are different. Now, you've heard me on this show, countless shows, that we're no more than cattle. Go to the store, buy the feed, take it home, eat it, share it, you know. You know, we do it for our dogs and cats. We buy the feed, bring it home, boom. But it's the same thing. There's nothing. We have no control in the process. We actually have no control in the process of how food is manufactured to us. And this is why I call this show Let's Talk. Let's talk about the things nobody wants to talk about. Is it real? Not real? I don't know. But I think we have something to think about. You know? Well, I grew up in a home that pretty much everything was cooked. We didn't eat a lot of junky food because we just weren't allowed to. You know, my mom ate her big pot of spaghetti or her big stew or something, you know, she made at Garcia's when we were living there. And you know what? That's what we ate. We rarely ate out. We rarely ate junk food. And if we did, we thought we were in heaven because, wow, it's different from what we grew up with. But I noticed as soon as when I personally closed the restaurants down, I changed my diet. I changed the way I ate, the way I moved, the way I functioned. And everything that I started doing was reversed to how I was raised. Completely different. Excuse me. So now I look at my body and I go, I don't know that guy. I know who he is, but I don't know this guy. This guy looks inflamed. He looks different. His body has changed. Of course, as we age, we change. But there are factors in my body that are good. My heart's good. Certain functions of my heart are well. I have to watch my sugar. You know, I'm not a diabetic, but I have to watch it because of the propensity that anybody could be a diabetic in this day's world because of the way there's so much sugar is pumped into our food. You know, I talked to a friend, you know, I said 1950s, as you say, the average human being consumed a bag of sugar, bag and a half, maybe two, maybe at most. Now the average person anywhere from 20 to 30 bags of sugar a year through sodas, through all kinds of stuff. That's insane. That's that, you know, much that's crazy. And our body still has the flight mechanisms, the protective mechanisms that it had when we were hunter gatherers, when we were, you know, picking the berries, the nuts and hunting for food. Our body still has that technology. Our body still remembers how to do that. Our body knows how to create cortisol in our body to make us run as fast as we possibly can so the lion will eat us. And in the same token, when we have these flight moments in life, our body has to relax in order for that stuff to, you know, subside. But here we're challenged every day, physically, spiritually, emotionally, to feel different. And those flight mechanisms still kick in. Those things still burn, cause us to use certain things in our body. And then we can't relax. Then we try to relax and we can't. Because you have to have a moment of relaxation. But that's evolution of the body, because our body and our spiritual ancestral lineage passes down information through the DNA, through the genetics of our body, through the cell core memories of us. All this stuff is documented. You can look it up. You know, because our body knows who we are. Sometimes you feel like you're a different person, right? Sometimes you feel like, you know, oh my God, all of a sudden I feel like I'm just somebody else. Sure you are, because your body knows what it does and what it needs to do in that moment to protect you. Now, the advent of change comes, spirituality and religion and all these things that come along when humans start to question where they come from. Who created me? Who is that? And all that stuff takes a big part too, also in the evolution of humanity. Humanity wants to know where its source is. Kind of like, you know, any movie you watch where the computers want to know, who's my creator? Well, creation is everywhere. You know, this is what people sometimes fail to see. Yes, there might be a supreme being that created everything. But also, when you look in nature, can't you just be in awe in the moment to say, wow, this is pretty cool. This is a grand design by a being much more higher than me, much more advanced than me in some aspects. You know, and the thing is, this creation loves us because it gives us everything we need. It gives us all the stuff in nature. Through shamanism, this is what we learn, you know. You know, anything that you want to heal from is in the garden. It's on the Mother Earth. Where do you think they pull this stuff from? Where do you think all these chemicals and stuff come from? The toxicity, the petroleums, all the things that they make certain stuff out of. It comes from Mother Earth. It doesn't come from outer space on some launched expedition craft that lands and imports on this International Space Station. We got a load here for, you know, from Quantum 56 and, you know, for human consumption. No, it doesn't work that way. All the world's problems can be solved in the garden. You feed people, they happy. You don't feed people, they will fight you till the end. People need sustenance. People need eat. Spirituality and religion are very powerful tools in the human evolution, human creation. You know, humans always worship and give thanks to things seen and unseen because they know, they understand that they weren't the creators. That they were gifted a miracle to protect and to make sure that it stays healthy. But for many of us, we don't do that. So lately, I've been getting a lot of questions about, Iggy, how do I deal with people who are triggered or upset with me and blah, blah, blah. Actually, I was at a seminar. I wasn't a seminar, but it was the festival, the Westgate Festival this weekend. And there was a lady talking about, you know, triggers and what triggers us and how we can, you know, move out of the triggered state when people trigger us. Now, when people trigger us, we have that mechanism in our system to protect ourselves. And we shut off and we protect and we just, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, because some humans are more dominant than other humans and they dominate humans. Human domination has been forever and will be forever. So if you're triggered, yeah, it's going to feel pretty nasty in the beginning. It's going to feel really weird because that's not what you want. They're triggered, you're triggered, nobody can communicate, everybody's shut off. There's no dialogue except for insults or frustrations or somebody walking away or somebody not participating in how to make this healing and moving forward. We get so locked in our emotions. We get so locked in that position. We don't know what to do. You know, a good teacher told me once, if there's a problem and you're there, you're part of the problem, but you're also part of the solution. And the solution has many variables. Now, the thing is to understand what is the situation, what is the problem, what is something that's going on if you're there. Because you're obviously triggering it, you're obviously causing the situation to occur, and you're obviously having the thing happen. So that's something we have to acknowledge very quickly, very fast. People will do whatever they can to take advantage of the situations or to feel important, to feel like they need to be heard. And, you know, a lot of the times when people are triggered, it's more about what they're feeling about things inside themselves and things that they've programmed themselves or been programmed to believe about themselves and things that they've learned. And for many people, you know, they can't decipher the two. You know, so you have choices in life. You have choices to stay in the moment or stay in the in the fractured moment of the thing that you heard or felt or how you are you put in a position that you don't feel comfortable in. When another human being triggers gun, right? It's like a bullet getting ready to be launched. They're spouting out something that they heard you say, and when they echoed it back into their programming and they try to search in there and trying to find the answer, they can find it. You know, for example, we have triggers on the national level, you know, Biden, Trump, depends who you ask, you're going to get a different answer, right? And you know exactly if you ask a certain group of people, what kind of response you're going to get. Why is that such a trigger? Because people have programmed themselves. People have listened to the things that they feel that associates with that. Is it real, not real? I don't know. It could be. It may be. To some people, the things that trigger you don't trigger other people. This is where it gets kind of weird. Some people don't feel the same way you feel. Some people are not in alignment with your thinking. And for you to be upset because they don't think the way you do, is not, you know, you really have to think about it. It's better to stay afar and remove yourself than try to convince somebody to your side. You can never convince anybody to your side. You just have to understand that sometimes people are not like you and may never be like you. And you should be grateful that they shared that with you, because now you can at least discern and say, I'm not going to go that route. I don't need that in my life. My God, they did you a favor. When people tell you things, you know, and it doesn't align with you, it's either for you to process and mull it over or to say, hey, we're not in alignment. I appreciate you telling me that. Maybe later we'll be in alignment, but right now we're not. Doesn't make it right or wrong. We're just not in alignment. My God, if everybody was just honest with one another versus beating each other up because they have a different point of view about something, because if it's not this way, you're that way. You know, we start to pigeonhole people and we start put people in these little camps and all these ideas. Those are your personal camps that you've created in your brain and your mind about how you feel about things. You know, we live in our own little worlds that we're so arrogant sometimes that we think that everybody thinks like us. we find a few people that think like us, and then we all think, oh, we're all in the same group. Then when you look, you're the minority. And then you look, you're the majority. But you're all in this, all these little camps. You know, I do it too. I try not to do that. I try to be open-minded that another person has a different idea about life, the way they function through life. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. These people are allowed to have, these people who are me or you, we're all each other, having this magical experience called life. You know, they're where they need to be in that moment. They don't know that they need to be there in that moment. They just know that they are in there in that moment. Oh no, that's not right. My God, we used to burn witches at the stake. We used to kill indigenous people because they didn't speak the language. You know, think of all the most atrocious things that humans have done to humans. And if you want modern day stuff, well, shoot, I can take you to Japan. And you know how a Christian oriented, you know, country, you know, with Christian principles dropped atomic bombs on innocent people. So, you know, where's that thinking about? The other one's the Holocaust, right? Another thinking that another group of people are more superior than another group of people. This is where people go, man. This is why we talk about these things. Because nobody wants to talk about this. Because everybody wants to be right about it versus talk about it. Everybody wants to be correct. Oh, well, you know, it's wrong that they did that, you know. Sure, I agree with you. There we agree. What we need to talk about is how we got there. What got us there? What was that? Is it the same for us in this moment? Or is it very subtle in a different way? Because now we're in a very technological world that everything's fed to us. Like we eat it. Most of us are on our phones more than we talk to the person across the street or our neighbor. Most of us are, you know, doing this, you know? We're so entrenched. Our lives are so entrenched into technology that we're losing sight of what it means to be humans. That is not a human. That is a human on the other side, but that means that's not a human interaction. That's a virtual interaction through of the mind. Virtual connection of a person talking to you physically in front of you. Yeah, we are having a conversation. Yeah, you can come back and watch it and learn from it. If there's a parameter that's missing, and that parameter is human contact, human touch. We need human touch. Human touch saves lives. It's been proven in hospitals with babies. You know, if I put a cell phone next to a little baby and just record and over and over and over and over a voice and talking, will that help? Maybe, maybe not. But I would say probably not. But if another human being was to hold that child who's recovering, you know, who's a premature baby, just the human touch, the scent, the smell, the energetic components of our bodies that we don't understand, that child heals faster. But we live in a society, and this is just not the Western society, this is a lot of Western societies, where humans don't touch each other. They don't engage with each other. It's weird to hug. Oh, man, not a hugger. You don't have to hug. Firm handshake, fist pump, you know, all that goes a long way when we allow it, when we open ourselves to it. Humanity is removed from nature, drastically removed from nature. You may say, well, I'm in nature. Yeah, but I'm not talking about the 1.5% people who do this stuff. I'm talking about the whole world. I'm talking about in general, because if you were involved and you were connected to nature, half the stuff that goes on wouldn't happen. We wouldn't decimate the you know, the forests. We wouldn't decimate the jungles in South America. We wouldn't decimate the jungles in Southeast Asia. You know, we wouldn't drill the way we drill. We would be more respectful and collective and connective about how we do stuff. We wouldn't have these discussions about solar and wind, and we would find a way to make it work. The problem is we want to know how we can screw somebody over, how we can take their dollar out of their pocket So then that very rich person can put it in their pocket so their family can have. We're the only species that charges each other to survive. Before it used to be trade, right? We used to share and trade and move around. And then we created currency, and the currency, we use it. But there are certain things that I believe the humanity shouldn't have to pay for. Am I a realist? Am I a communist? Am I a socialist? I don't know. I just think it's human. It's just a human right. I think people shouldn't have to pay for the electric. I don't think people should have to pay to heat their homes. I think that's something that just needs to be, that we have to just, you know, really think about. And we don't think about that. We think we do. Oh, no, but it's always been this way. Charges for the gas, charges for all those things that, you know, I get that. That's normal. But we throw old people out of their houses because they can't pay their taxes. Don't tell me we don't, because I've seen it, I've heard it, and I know people who work in those industries, in those systems that throw old people out because they can't, they pay their house off, but they just can't pay the rent. They can't pay the taxes. And some gal comes in and pays their taxes and evicts them. That's one way of doing it. So humanity has a lot to learn about what it means to be compassionate. But people don't like people sometimes. People don't like people. Some people just don't like people. Some people just don't like to be involved. They just want to be in their own little world, their own little circle. And that's okay. But you got to understand that, you know, you're in the world. You have to engage with it at some level. Because if you don't engage with it, it's going to engage for you. If you don't participate, they will participate you in it. And this is the illusion that people have. Well, I'm a loner. I can do whatever I want. You know, I just do it. No, my friends, you are in a weird position because society will dictate what is good for you. How do we be spirit within the constructs of this system that we've built? How do we be? Many of us don't honor that process. You know, sometimes when you have problems, nobody wants to hear it, right? You always hear that. I don't want to hear that person. They always talk about their problems. It's because they don't address their problems in the right fashion. There's a way to address and talk about your problems without bringing everybody down. But a lot of people have not learned those traits, how to do that. A lot of people just do it naturally. And then it causes a spiral of all kinds of weird unalignment stuff that happens. You know, if there's problems in your life, everybody's got problems. First of all, you got to understand that you're not the only one with problems. If you get that, you're halfway there. If you understand that you are not the only human being having problems, then you're in a good place. If you understand that your problems may not supersede somebody else's problems, and their problems may look not as bad as yours, but vice versa, but it's still their problem. They have a hard time functioning through that situation. You may be able to function through their problem, but it's not your problem. It's not for you. It's theirs to deal. It's theirs to learn from. It's theirs to figure it out. Let's talk about that. A lot of times when people tell you their problems, they just want to be heard. They don't want an answer or a solution. Now, the question is, do you want to hear it? The question is, do you want to sit there for however long it's going to take? Oh, but a good person would do that. No, a good person wouldn't do that. You should be more honest and upfront with somebody if you don't want to hear their problems. Not today, if you don't mind. It's not that I don't want to hear your problems, but I'm in my problems. We sometimes think that we have to be present in that moment for somebody. No, you don't have to be present. If you're not present, if you can't be present for them in that moment, you're not going to be present for them. It's better to say, hey, I'm not present. I can't be in this moment right now. It has nothing to do with you. It's more about me. I will defer and we can talk about it another day. Oh, but my problems are, I get it, but my problems are kind of holding me back too. And I can't really address yours because I just can't be there. I wish people would be more honest and say, hey, you know what? I can't do that right now. But we put on our butt strips and we like, you know, I might save somebody today. Yeah, you might, you may not. We don't know that. No one knows the future. Nobody knows. Now, if you choose and you want to sit there, that's fine. But I'm saying we're not honest with each other. We don't talk to each other. We're not genuine sometimes. We talk about, you know, equal rights. We talk about equity. We talk about all this stuff and we don't live it. We don't live it. I see it. I, you know, I'm in this world too. People like to talk a big game and they don't do it. You know, first thing we understand that we're all different, man. I don't care if you're gay, lesbian, heterosexual, you know, non-binary, whatever. It doesn't matter. The problem is we have to understand that, you know what? We're humans. That's it. First, nobody cares. A lot of people don't care who you are and what you do and why you are the way you are. A lot of people just want to be left in peace. A lot of people just want to be where they need to be. They just want to be your friend. They can care less about all these other factors, you know. They just want to engage and be part of you. But we think that we have to tell them a story of why we are the way we are. Not really asking you why you are. I accept you for who you are. You are who you are. There's not much I can. Even if I had my own ideas about it, I ain't going to change it. I love you the way you are. That's just who you are. And I'm just who I am. I'm trying to improve every day. I'm not going to sit here trying to change you and make you into somebody that you can't possibly be for me. I don't want to change you. I want you to be you. Because if you can't be you, you can't be anything for me, and I can't be anything for you. Number one, you shouldn't have to be anything for me, and I shouldn't have to be anything for you, but other than just a friend, a person who cares, a person who's open to hear when it's the appropriate time to hear, to share. We get caught in all these constructs. You know, we pigeonhole ourselves in all these constructs. You know, I'm Catholic. I'm Christian. I'm Presbyterian. I'm Presbyterian once removed, you know. I'm Mormon. I'm a shaman. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm a massage therapist. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. You know? And your point is what? Okay, you're that. After that day's over, once you get to meet somebody, doesn't matter, right? You just know who they are. You know what they do. That's just what you're doing. That's your human doing. That's not your human being. That's what you're doing. You know? Be human. Be genuine. But we label ourselves. Humanity likes to label ourselves. All of us, I mean, you know, nobody wants to say, hey, we're just human beings. No, we have to label ourselves and categorize ourselves and onto these sub categories of ourselves, because if we don't, then no one will know who we are, which is a farce. You know, you can go down the street and you meet somebody who's from a different country. And I see this all the time. It's kind of funny. And someone will say, oh, they'll look at an Asian person or a Hispanic person. Like, I'll give an example. I went to pick up some bags of, soil. And it's just funny. The kid goes, hola. And I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm thinking to myself, did you just assume that I was Hispanic? I mean, that's cool. I'm glad that you figured that out. I probably look different than you. I wasn't offended. I just thought it was funny. Maybe he was practicing his Spanish. I don't know. But you could have said hi, right? But I think what happens is sometimes people look at other people and they judge people before they know them, and then they think they're that way. Because his tone changed, like, oh, shit. You know, like, I didn't know. I'm like, it's like when an Asian person speaks perfect English. Oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from the United States. They have these ideas that people, because they're different, aren't American. Is there a standard of what an American looks like? You know, I'm South American. I'm also an American too, before I was even North American. USA American. I call everybody USA Americans. You know? You guys want to own the monopoly on America. No, I'm South. My dad taught me that when I was a kid. No, you're American too, son. Don't let them tell you differently. This is important to us too, because we're from the Americas too. That's my programming, you know, to acknowledge, to know that people know who I was. And that programming, I struggled with that programming too, because I wanted to be just seen for who I was. I wanted to be acknowledged for who I am versus what I am or where I come from, who my ancestors were, who the people were. Because the commingling of people in society and stuff creates all this beautiful menagerie of, you know, this beautiful salad. You know, we used to call it a melting pot. You know, this melting pot that we used to talk about, you know, how we all meld into society, but that's not true. That never truly happens. Because in the melting pot, everything's supposed to coagulate and become one thing. That doesn't happen. That never happened. We're more like a salad bowl from the thing my friend told me, my friend Ronnie told me. We're more like a salad bowl. You have your lettuce, your tomato, you have your cucumbers, and you have your dressing, and then you have, you know, your cheese. You have all these different components, and they're all in the bowl. And they all have their uniqueness, and they all have their individuality within the stuff. But when it comes together, it creates this beautiful salad bowl versus this big melting pot of cheese. You know, this melting pot theory is different because it doesn't apply to everybody. It only applies to the people they want to apply it to. You know, when you talk about melting pots and stuff, it only happens, well, only this group melts in with this group. But in a salad bowl, you know, everybody can still be themselves, but be part of the salad, big salad bowl. And so that's why I like the salad bowl concept about who we are versus what we think we are, what we should be. And this is why I'm talking to you today, because I just want to share. Sometimes it's nice to talk and share about different things, you know, these illusions that people create in their head about who they think others are. Because really, it's an illusion. You know, we have this illusion of what bad and good is. You know, maybe someone's not really being bad in that moment. Maybe just they're playing out the role of bad inside themselves because they can't express themselves in a way that you want them to express themselves. Some people get frustrated and triggered and mad because they can't say the words. The words don't come out. They don't feel that way. And a lot of people get frustrated and confused and upset because it's more about their communication skills versus how they actually feel about something. Their communication skills also apprehends how they associate and work with others. You know, you want to do better, you want to get better, then you have to do the first steps. The thing is, we expect other people to do it. You're going to wait forever. If you have the capacity to change and evolve and do better and acknowledge people and work with people in a better light, then I recommend you do that. Because that way, it saves you a lot of heartache and a lot of frustration. Even if somebody's frustrated and they can't see what you're trying to share, don't be upset with them. Don't be upset with them, because I'll tell you why. Because they are doing the best in that moment to express feelings and emotions that they haven't probably expressed to anybody in a long time. So that's the thing. We have to be like, just open-minded that, you know what? I'm not so far right. I'm not so far left. And I'm not riding the fence. I can merge between the fences. You know, I can be right, left. I can be in the middle and see both sides. That's a gift when you can be able to see this side and that side. And stay in focus within your belief system. You know, we have to learn a lot about human nature and what other people bring to the table. Not everybody wants to be your friend. Not everybody here on this planet is designed to be your friend. Not everybody in this world is going to acknowledge you for who you truly are. We would all love to be seen in a certain way. We'd all like to be respected and you know, and indoctrinated in ways that we'd want. No, but you know what? When it comes down to it, we probably don't really want that. We think we want that. Because when it comes to it, it doesn't happen. You know? We all fall short. That's just human nature. So Some of us help the homeless. Some of us don't. Some of us just walk right on by. Some of us don't care. Some of us just do what we do. But society creates the constructs. Since we're part of society, we get to change the constructs. But society also has a conflicting construct. The constructs conflict. Because not all the constructs are meant to engage themselves. Then you have sub-constructs. Constructs of society in underground regiments of how other people live. You know, we have a long way to go, my friends. We have a long way to go. To believe that, you know, it's just going to happen overnight, it could. Anything could happen overnight. I'm a firm believer that anything can happen, change very quickly, very fast. But as I personally see it, this is just my belief. This is how I feel about it. This is how I feel. I don't see that happening because we're so locked in our ideals. You know, ask yourself, what did you do for 4th of July? Were you in your neighborhood? Were you with your neighbors? Were you with your family? Did you not participate? Did you participate? What did you participate in? How did you participate? What did it mean to you, 4th of July? Was it important to you? Did it matter? Does it matter? You know, with great freedoms comes great responsibility. And, you know, are we free? To some extent, yes. We're free to express and have these shows like this to share, you know, here in America. But there's other shows around the world that share too. But as long as we stay within the parameters of what we're supposed to do, society will look at us and say, and not judge us in that fashion. Oh, this guy's a radical. This guy's a conservative. No matter what you think about somebody, they're conservative, radical, moderate, they're still human beings. They're human beings that have adapted to certain programmings that are important to them in that moment. Tomorrow, they may think different. Don't assume because your friend is a certain way that they're always going to be that way. And if they are, so what? You know that. Like I said, the bigger person knows and knows how to avoid a situation versus somebody who was combative and wants to prove their point. You know, if you're combative and want to prove your point, okay, what do you get from that? Satisfaction, glory for a moment in time. You lose a friend, big deal. I don't know. I don't know what what moves people to do certain things, but a lot of people find it really easy to just throw relationships away because somebody thinks different than them or because they're not willing to apologize for something that they may have caused or even have the potential. I, at least personally, I would say, listen, if I cross the line or whatever, I apologize. I may not even know, and I did. Half the time people don't say, no, you know, it's just me. I'm not where I'm at. You know, I don't know until I engage and talk. If I forever eliminate somebody from my life because they wronged me, then I eliminate them. That's just kind of how it goes. But that's usually a pattern how some people work. You can see patterns in people, how they do things. You know, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt as much as possible because I know somebody else won't give me the benefit of the doubt. I guess that's my point. I will give you the benefit of the doubt because I know others won't give me the benefit of the doubt. But if the benefit of the doubt doesn't come out to the place where I think it's going to be healthy for us, then no, we may not have a friendship or relationship. But it starts by conversation. Let's talk. Let's talk. It doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. But let's just talk. You know, there's a lot of goodness in the world when there's a lot of people walk around out here every day. You know them every day. There are people walking wounded because somebody cut them off. Someone no longer wants to deal with them because they're a certain way or because they don't do or they don't live the way they do. Or they just have different expectations than you do. And so that's kind of the things we have to learn to navigate. Some people like things a certain way. Other people are very simplistic and they like certain things. Some people are very complicated in the way they see life and want things a certain way. But talking and communication is very important. Because when you don't talk, you have to assume. And when you assume, you're usually wrong. You may be right once in a while, but most of the time, you're off base. I'm off base. When I assumed that you didn't like me, that was a bad assumption because that was not the assumption. I was just wounded in the moment. Because everybody else loves what I do. For some reason, you don't. But for some reason, there's all these people who love me, but you don't love me. You think I'm bad or you think I'm no good because I don't do this. And all of a sudden, you fixate on that person. You fixate on that situation. And it hurts all these other relationships that you created because you're so wound up in this one here. I mean, human nature is just human nature. It does what it does, right? Unfortunately, some of us get caught in that firestorm. But look at the people around you. The people who are around you, connect with you, or engage with you, or talk with you, there's a level of rapport and respect. So honor that and respect that. Don't expect everybody to be on board with all the beliefs you do. I don't expect anybody to even care or think that this was a good conversation. If you do, fine. If you don't, I can't, because you're only going to retain pieces and parts of what I said. Your brain has already filtered the things that you don't agree with. Your brain has already filtered the things it agrees with. Your brain might just shut off completely listening to this show. But regardless, you know, that's kind of how we work. It's like a little kid when he phases out, right? I'm talking to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me? Yes. What did I say? You said to not do it. That's right. You're going to do it? What? That's how we program our kids. Programming is very subtle, very easy. Don't think it's very complicated. You know, by the time we reach age of eight, we're pretty much parenting ourselves. We have learned all the tools to parent ourselves. And then sometimes the people who taught us, man. And then as we grow, we have to break those cycles. Is it going to be a perfect world? No. Will it ever be a perfect world? No. Do we want a perfect world? No. You want perfect? Who wants perfect? Perfection. There's perfection in the imperfection. The imperfection of that, you know, life will surprise me. You know, like I always tell you guys, we're born and we die. But everything in the middle, you know, until we die, it's for us to experience. How are you going to experience what's in the middle? The cream filling of life. Are you just going to squander by just floating by to the day you die? Or are you going to jump in the cream and just wade it through and eat it and enjoy it? You know, our body is one body. Our spirit and our soul lives on. The next body you take, if you believe in that, it will have a whole different game plan. You may come back as a blind person. You may come back as a 6 foot tall person. You may come back with long hair. You may come back with short hair. You may come back with no hair. You don't know how we're going to come back. For those of you who believe in reincarnation and stuff, for those of you who go on to the next realm of, you know, going to heaven or to hell, you have a whole different programming to worry about. So that's your whole point. But, you know, is that programming right or wrong? That's the question. It's right for you, but not be right for somebody else. But who's to say why is your dictation more important than their dictation? See, this is where it gets complicated with humans. It's really complicated because sometimes we like to dictate our belief systems on people because we've been told enough and we trust enough that that person who told them, has to be right. I don't know. These are the things. Let's talk. Let's share. Let's not beat each other up about it. Let's just talk. Because we may surprise ourselves. May the highest purpose serve. May God surprise us. May the universe engulf us and share with us the things that it has in store for us. But everything in the middle, you have control. You can do. The only reason you don't do it is because you don't want to do it. And you're not in the space to do it. And you don't want to participate in it. I can tell you that because I'm the same way. Everybody I've spoken to, the only reason they don't do it is because they're afraid. They have all these factors they throw in it. That's for another show. But anyhow, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight and being here with me. I hope you enjoyed the show. Gathering 1,000 Drummers, July 30th. that's coming up at Allen Creek Beach. If you've not been to Thousand Drummers Gathering, you're going to be pleasantly surprised in how beautiful and how much fun it is. So tell your friends, go to Central Ohio Drum Circles and join the group. Check out the event page, iggygarcia.com, withinsightsradio.com. These are the programs we have. So enjoy, guys, and take care, and have a blessed, beautiful rest of the day. Take care.